You're listening to Vatican Radio, live from the Second World Congress of Ecclesial Movements and New Communities with Emma McCarthy.
The final day of the Second International Congress for Ecclesial Movements and Lay Communities was opened on Friday morning by Cardinal Andrew Scola, Patriarch of Venice. Citing the apostolic letter Nuovo Millennio Innuente, he said John Paul II had already outlined the direction which the lay faithful must take in carrying out their mission, that is, living in Christ to know love and imitate his life. Only in this way can they transform history. This program doesn't change as society evolves. It is the program for the third millennium. After quoting John Paul II, Cardinal Scola highlighted that movements and new communities must remain faithful to these guidelines, adding that the single person must be considered first as an individual and then within the light of the community. This, said Cardinal Scola, should be their priority. Key to this is a coherent spiritual education, a grounding in Christ's teaching, and only in this way can different movements and lay communities become places where the people can follow the church. Cardinal Scola's intervention was the third given by a Vatican prelate here at the Congress. A resounding call for the lay movements not to create second-class citizens within the lay community as a whole, but to carry out their particular missions in harmony with the work of the parishes and dioceses they operate in. Tommy McCabe is president of the international lay movement, the Legion of Mary. He says the communities must operate in collaboration with the local church.
The Legion of Mary has always been very faithful to the church. We may not start in a diocese without the permission of the bishop, and we may not start in a parish without the permission of the parish priest. The Legion always works very closely, hand in hand, hand in glove with the parish priest, and we seek to do that. So that, I think, is a way of ensuring that the Legion is always close to the church and that we do not go astray from it.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.